Hey out there, guys. It's Dan again with the Definitive Smallville soundtrack. And I apologize for my extended absence. As you might imagine, with the show not being on the air anymore since 2011, things have been fairly quiet around here. And we haven't had a chance to really bring everybody up to speed on what's kind of been going on behind the scenes. The site is still here, still very much alive. But as far as the constant updates, of course, there are not updates to do. So, but I did want to come in today and kind of give everybody a quick rundown of kind of update my last update and tell you what ended up happening with all of that. Unfortunately, the tracks that were submitted to the Smallville program by the music editor Chris McGeary and his production studio, Final Note Productions, they actually had a hard drive crash back a few years ago and lost those pieces. So unfortunately, there will not be any way to retrieve those, and they are lost to the annals of time. And in a way, it really accentuates to me, brings into focus why we did this project and why it was so important to acquire all this music, because so many of these artists and bands and composers aren't working anymore, and this music will be lost if somebody is not here to catalog it and keep it safe and make sure that it's available for years to come for people who are fans of the show and the music. And it's just amazing to me, anyway, that we were able to do this website for as long as we did, for my part, 8 years, 9 years, and never have this happen, never have something just completely, utterly lost until now. It's pretty incredible. I would think that having not started this project until as late in the game as we did, that it would have happened more often, but we were very, very fortunate 99.9% of the time. So the tracks from Final Note are lost, unfortunately. I did, however, upload an update for Season 7, the Loch Lomond track. That was, I thought, adequately isolated in the surround track, that I actually took the surround speakers that did not have any dialogue in them and cleaned it up a bit, sweetened it, and looped the track once. For a little bit more of a complete feel to the track. And so that is now listed under Season 7 at the very least, and we have a fairly good, what I think, approximation of what the finished track probably sounded like. So we did add that. The track from Velocity in Season 3 turned out to be composer music, which is really surprising considering it was a beat, and it really doesn't seem like something that either Mark Snow or Louis Fabre would have. I know Louis Fabre did not do it. He said that he didn't do it. I'm just going to, at this point, there were other composers brought in from time to time that would contribute things to the show. Ron Finn was one of them. I'm just going to have to assume at this point that it was one of those people. And unfortunately, Warner Brothers, as I said in the last update, has that track credited to the wrong band, and the song credited as the wrong song, which happened a lot with Warner Brothers Records, unfortunately, which is one of the reasons that we started this to begin with. So that track is just not something that we're actively pursuing anymore, because as it turned out, it wasn't something that would have qualified for inclusion anyway. So that really brings us up to speed as far as the tracks we're looking for. The list now should not change. As far as I know, there's nothing that we've not found. I'm constantly being challenged by people, though, to say, oh, you've got the wrong artist credited for this song, you've got the wrong, We do things the way we do them at DSS for a very, very specific reason, and we're both Pete and I are very anal people, and we really care about the details. And if we have something credited to, say, a writer or a composer as opposed to a performer, there's a reason for that. Like, for example, we know that Declan Flynn performs Ease My Pain in Season 6. We don't have that credited to her, however. We have it credited to Brian Way, and we do that for a specific reason. I've had people tell me that that was wrong, and I'm like, well, it's, one's no more wrong than the other. It just depends on how you want to credit the track. We are always still actively looking for bumpers. If you guys have been to the website anytime recently, you've noticed they there are some celebrity bumpers now on the main page of the SS. I had the great pleasure to meet Michael Rosenbaum when I was at Dragon Con. Just an amazing, amazing guy. He actually gave me a picture. I gave him actually a copy of DSS, the entire collection, all the music, and just the look on his face was so priceless. His eyes just lit up, and he was just like, you know, you would think, you know, celebrities can kind of go either way. They can either be excited about what you're doing, or they can be, oh, you know, you got all the music from Smallville. Awesome. I'll, you know, this will be a coaster. But now he was more than excited to get it, and the feedback I got from him about it was just amazing. He gave me a signed picture of himself holding the orb from the end of season 7 and said, you know, thanks for the CD, and really, really good guy. Unfortunately, Michael Rosenbaum has a policy. He will not record bumpers for any kind of solicitation for any website, so I had to respect that, but I did manage to get one from James Marsters, also very nice, Laura Vandervoort, who is probably more disgustingly beautiful in person as she is on the show, Aaron Ashmore and Sam Witwer, Dean Cain, just some great, great people. And so I've kind of put those celebrity bumpers on the main page kind of as a little Easter egg for the people that have stuck with us all this time. And it's nice to have that kind of official recognition, if you will, from the people who are actually a part of the show. I actually also met John Schneider, who was just a class act at MegaCon a couple of years back, and he was just amazing as well. And I wish I had thought to get a bumper from him, but I didn't at that point. I was too starstruck, I think, to really ask him for it. So going forward, the main reason I wanted to record this today, other than to bring you up to speed on what's been going on since the last update, is to help you navigate the new layout of DSS. I don't know exactly what motivated me to do this now. It's something that was on my radar as far back as 2 years ago when I did the last audio update, but we have done a complete site redesign, and our good friend Allie, she has contributed some fantastic backgrounds, so that now when you go to the main site, there's no text, it's very clean, and all you'll do is click on the box art. And I like the textless nature of the site, because I'm like, you know, these are images that any fan of the show by now knows by heart, so you don't need to see that it's season 1, season 2. We know just by the images. Click on the image, it'll take you to a season-specific portion of the site. All of these are laid out in such a way now that I think it makes it a little bit more legible, and it's a little bit more streamlined, not for quick reference, but for, you know, the individual seasons. It just breaks the list up a little bit, because it's a bit cumbersome in its complete 600-plus song form. So this just kind of gives you a way to look at each individual season, and the backgrounds are themed per season, so kind of gives you more of that feel that you're navigating the site, as opposed to, oh, I'm just going to DSS and I'm just clicking here, and, you know, it was kind of boring layout before. So I think this will kind of help the experience of being on the website a bit, and kind of encourage people to look around a bit more, because it's more visually attractive. So aside from that, at the top of every season page, if you click on the DSS logo, the Definitive Smallville Soundtrack logo, click there and it will take you back to the main site. So that is our back button, if you will. And our Twitter and audio update links are still the same. None of that has changed. I believe the only thing that we just outright got rid of was the Louis Fabre quote. And I was sad to lose that, but it just felt a bit extraneous. Especially at this point, but I may find some way to finagle it back in there at some point. So that should cover the site update, and I hope everybody likes it. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions for how I might improve that in the future, just let me know. If any of you missed it, there was a La La Land Records exclusive score put out late last year, and that was just incredible. There's a CD pretty much of Mark Snow's work. There's a little Fabre thrown in there. And then there's a second CD pretty much exclusively of Fabre's work. And there's a lot of unreleased stuff on there that you're not going to find anywhere else. So head over to La La Land Records and pick that up if you haven't. There is also a fan compilation coming out on May 15th. So that's one reason I wanted to get this audio update posted. And it's by a fan of the show named Keith, and he has thrown together 4 CDs, 80 tracks of Smallville music, from the show, and he's a DJ, and he's kind of laid it out in not necessarily a chronological way, but, you know, more of a way he felt like would flow as a standalone soundtrack. It's got some great cover art, and the first several copies are going to get an exclusive t-shirt that you'll only be able to get through the purchase of that, and it should be a great compilation. The price is $39.99, and if you actually look at my Twitter feed, you will see a link. It just posted the last few days of the website where you can go to get it. It's a bit long, so I don't remember it off the top of my head, but there's a website where you can go and you can pre-order your copy, and there's some really good stuff on there, as well as a few rare tracks that you're probably not going to be able to track down, which is casual looking on your own. So that comes highly recommended. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that I've been talking to Pete a bit in the last few days, and I don't know what his feelings are on this yet. I'm actually going to talk to him more later today, but I am very keen on doing one more update after this one, just as a thank you to all of the fans, all of the people that have helped us along the way, and kind of a goodbye to this project and to Smallville. And heard my voice crack there as I said goodbye. Just as a goodbye to the show and the project and the intense blood, sweat, and tears that were shed over this project. And we want to kind of do it in a true Hollywood story, if you will, version of the making of the definitive Smallville soundtrack, what it entailed, how much we had to do, but, you know, what library we had to coax to give us such and such a track. I mean, there are countless stories over the past however many years of, you know, posing as music supervisors and, you know, to get things that we weren't supposed to be able to get and signing contracts. And you know, it's been an incredible, incredible journey to get to where we are here today with a complete soundtrack, a complete listing that, you know, nobody else has been able to do, as at least not nearly as well. And I'm very, very proud of what we've been able to do, and I'm very proud to call Pete my friend, and to have had somebody like him with me on this journey has just been, you know, indispensable. I don't know how I could have done it otherwise. I probably couldn't have. And that will be hopefully coming up within the next several months. I can't put a date on it, unfortunately, because I'm in Georgia and Pete's up in Pennsylvania, so it makes it really hard for us to get together. We may end up doing just something with audio and my putting it on speakerphone and recording it. Not quite sure how we're going to do that yet. What I would like to do is a video, so that those of you who have stuck with us all this time can finally see the two of us and see who's behind the site and kind of get a sense of our repertoire together and how this came about. So stick with us, and there will be another update at some point, whether it's me or me and Pete, whichever. I would like to come back one last time, close this out, and just say thank you and say goodbye and just leave things on a great note. And as I'm recording this now, we're all kind of anxiously waiting for Man of Steel, and I hope that that's as great as we all hope it could be, and keep the Superman mythos going and introduce it hopefully to a new generation of people. But until then, we'll always hold on to Smallville. Take care, guys.